heard that, I have been just inspired and encouraged and realize how blessed, I hope we can realize how blessed we are to have the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is there to bring everything that the Father has and that the Son has into us so that we can walk in His ways, so that we can live and breathe by His power, His might. The Holy Spirit was given to us, my brothers and sisters, that with Him dwelling in us, we're able to have fellowship with the Father and the Son. We're able to pray. We're able to meditate and to hear His words of wisdom and inspiration. And even when we're down, He lifts us up. He is the vine. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. Isn't it wonderful? I'm holding in my hand here vine and branch. But more than that, I am held by the vine, the divine vine, holds me in His arms, holds you in His hands. And He takes, what the Holy Spirit receives from the Father and the Son, and He brings it to us, just like this branch brings the nutrients to the vine. And we have grapes, and we have leaves, and we can rejoice in the wonder of God. Aren't we blessed? The Holy Spirit living in us. The Holy Spirit is given to us so that with Him dwelling in us, and I want you to really catch this, just like in this vine, there are nutrients and there are grapes, little teeny grapes that you can't see yet, but one day they will burst forth. The Holy Spirit is given to us so that with Him dwelling in us, like what's in this vine, what's in this branch, will come forth through us. We're able to fellowship with the Father and the Son. Why? Because the Holy Spirit now lives in us, and we have of the same fruit of the Spirit. The same fruit that's in the Holy Spirit is in you. The same fruit that is in the Holy Spirit is in Jesus. And we're able to fellowship with the Father and the Son, and to have a fellowship and an experience of God that's way beyond anything we could reproduce ourselves. It is Christ in us, the hope of glory. The Spirit's primary work is to show us the unique glory. Glory, hallelujah. The unique glory the Father receives from the Son. One God in three persons. That's why this is so vital that you understand that it is one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And they are one. They are one, just like this vine, this branch, these grapes, these leaves are all one in each other. Oh, the Holy Trinity is there for a reason. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, so we can become one with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we can hear what the Lord has to say to us. How He wants to lead us and guide us. And we are blessed by that. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In John 7, 1 through 5, He especially points out to us the Son. He teaches us the Son's teachings. And John, where you get that from, Pastor? I'm letting you do a lot of scripture turning today, because I don't turn them so well no more. But I want you to turn with me. You can do it when you get home. In John chapter 14, verse 26, He testifies of the Son to us. In John 15, verse 26, He discloses to us what the Son wants to tell us. There's a song that says, "Speak to my heart, Holy Spirit." Da da da. How many of you have to raise your hands? I'm just raising mine. You've heard that song, Speak to My Heart, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit takes what the Father and the Son says and then takes it to us and puts it in our minds and hearts so we get the point of what he's talking about. What the Son wants to tell us, John 16, verse 15, and he comforts us with the comfort of the Father and the Son wants us to have. This is from 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 3 and 4. But that's not all. Oh, no. The Spirit is also given to us so that with him dwelling in us, we are able to have fellowship with one another. We are able to get along with one another. We're able to embrace one another. We're able to see the same thing, the truth and the word of the Lord. And we're able to come together in blessed fellowship. It is the Spirit. See, this portion of this series of sermons is on the work of the Holy Spirit. I'm trying to tell you what the Holy Spirit does and his value and his worth and why we ought to praise him. Hallelujah. We ought to worship him. For he has something to say to us. He brings the word of God and he speaks to our hearts for our common good. And he brings us together as a church. In our church communities, you see this in scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 7 through 11. It is the Holy Spirit who inspires us to address each other. Oh, how you doing, my brother? How you doing, my sister? And embrace one another. It is the Holy Spirit that makes us come together as one and empowers us to do that. Because the Holy Spirit does that with the Father and the Son. There's no aloofness. There's no separation. We're all one in Christ. And the Holy Spirit makes that possible in our lives. And the Holy Spirit said this in John chapter 15, verse 1. Speaking of the vine and the branches, he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener, and he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. And while every branch that does bear fruit, well, he prunes so that it can be even more fruitful. And then he says, remain in me. Holy Spirit says, remain in me. Don't go wandering off to something that's not going to strengthen you and make you more like Jesus. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. You have the vine. You have the branch. You have the Holy Spirit. And no branch can bear fruit by itself. We can't bear fruit aloof from ourselves. But it is through the Holy Spirit that works in us to embrace one another, to love one another, to bear fruit with one another. Apart from me, the Holy Spirit says, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he's like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me, this is the word of God. This is the word through the Holy Spirit. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish. Yes, according to God's will. And it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory. Again, I'll repeat. One of the roles of the Holy Spirit is to bring glory to the Father. And bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. The fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, 22-23. Is what? Love. It's love. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. The fruit of the Spirit is peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And against such there is no law. Since we live by the Spirit, Let us keep in step with the Spirit. Holy Spirit is going on. Holy Spirit is walking in the ways of the Lord. Let's keep in step with Him. Let's keep in step with the Holy Spirit. Oh, let us pray. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We want to be more like you. We want to shine and bring light to the world. Oh, help us, Lord. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us for walking away from you. Holy Spirit, thank you. Father, thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to us, to shape us, to form us, to guide us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now it's time to partake of the Lord's Supper. I'm going to be reading from Matthew 26, verse 26. And while they were eating, Jesus took bread and he gave thanks and he broke it. Wow. He took bread. You say, yeah, bread. What's that about bread? But Jesus understood and knew that it was his body that would be broken. It was his body that would bleed. It would be his suffering that would mean freedom for all of us. That through his death, there would come a resurrection where we would all have life and life forevermore. It was worth that. You know, I have to pause and ask myself, would I be willing to die for sinners? Would I be willing to die for those I knew would kill me? That's what Jesus did. That's how great it was of a sacrifice that would mean salvation, not only for me, but for all others who put their faith in him. And Jesus said, yes. Let me move up a little bit. After taking the bread, and he broke the bread. And while they were eating, Jesus took the bread and he gave thanks and he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples saying, take and eat. This is my body. What love is that? That Jesus would make such a sacrifice. And then he took the cup and he gave thanks and he offered to them saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood. The blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Forgiveness of all of our sins, now and forevermore. And then he went on to say, I tell you, I will not drink from the fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. In one sense, today, we are drinking of the blood of Jesus, not literally, but through the Spirit. We are receiving all of the benefits and all of the blessings and all the cleansing that Jesus died for. And it is through the Holy Spirit that the blood and the efficacy, that is all that Jesus was effective in bringing eternal life for all. It was through that life, that breath, that resurrection that we have eternal life. And it is by faith in him that the Holy Spirit brings faith into our lives to believe what Jesus did is true and efficacious. That means it has an effect, a cleansing effect on our lives, our body and the blood. The body gives us strength, the bread. And the blood, the wine, cleanses us of all of our sins, now and forevermore. Do you believe that? Do you believe that this is true? See, it is the work of the Holy Spirit to bring that into our hearts, that these things are true, that we are forgiven, that we are new creations, and we were blessed. Let us eat now of the bread, the body of Christ. If you would eat with me. And while we eat, and while we drink, I'd like for us to listen to a song called Communion Song. Communion Song.
Your blood washes us clean.